Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jalen. How may I help you?
This is Devin.
I'm sorry.
You're Devin, right?
My name is Jalen.
Jalen, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I missed. Did I talk to you earlier? This is Tom Barber from North Attleboro, Massachusetts?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess maybe you can help me. We had set up a program where he was going to give me 35% off because I've had problems with this phone. So I figured, well, I'll give it a shot again and try it. And so I accepted the 35% off. But then I've gone back to the instruction manual. I'm having a heck of a hard time with this. And I'm wondering, is there a website that I can go to with further instructions or better instructions than what I received?
Okay.
See, Icon Watch. And if you want, I'll give you the product. No, it's a shipment ID. The SKU is, looks like IW-GAD-1.
Can I get the zip code, sir? So I can see the...
02760. I can give you the order ID number if you need it.
And you said your name was Thomas Barber?
Correct.
Okay. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
40 Green Drive, North Attleboro, Massachusetts, 02760.
Okay. Okay, sir. And you said you just wanted the information to look at for the watch?
So I can try and operate this thing. I tried doing it before and I couldn't do it. So when I talked to Devin, he said, hey, I'll give you 35% off and you can work it. Go back and try it again. So I went back in and I tried it again, and I just, with the instructions that they sent me, it's an instruction manual, it's just a fold-out. And it doesn't really give you any picture with decals printing, pointing to where the different elements are that you have to work with. So that's why I was wondering if you had a better description and detail and instructions on the internet, where I could dial in the
Yes, sir.
Web page and start working with it like that.
Yes, sir. Okay. Are you having problems with cutting it on, charging it up?
Yeah, turning it on. That's correct. And finding the operating button, is it?
Okay, sir. Have you tried charging it?
Function button. No, I have not tried charging it.
Yes, sir.
How do you charge it? All I've got is
one of those,
just came through is the watch and two belt straps.
One of the arm bands comes
off.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, actually, they were both off. So that was hot, too. I wasn't positive. I thought I had in the right direction, but I'm not sure. You know, on the very face of the watch, there's like a little circle on one end, on the face. Is that the up portion or the down portion?
I'm sorry? You said
is that little tiny circle that's on the face of the watch, does that go up for the belt, the strap that comes with it? I'm wondering if the long end goes into that end with the little circle on it, or if the short end with the little push button thing in there that goes into the holes in the band.
You're asking if are you asking how to take the band off?
No, the band was off when I got it. I was trying to put it on, and I want to make sure that I've got it on in the right direction.
Okay, yes, sir. I mean, I don't think it matters which one. The hole that the one that the other part goes in through.
Okay.
That goes.
Yeah. Yep.
It's at the top.
What's at the top?
The one that the one that has the hole to insert the other part of the band into.
Okay. Yes. You're right. That is correct. The thing is, I haven't been able to verify the screen on this. That the screen is up when I've got the into the end that I've got the and with the portion with a steel pin in it, because that goes at the top of the watch, but I can't tell if I put it in the right end of the watch. Which end is up on the watch? There's a little circle on the very face of the watch that's a tiny circle. It's about maybe an eighth of an inch in diameter at the most, and it's at one end of the face of the watch, maybe back in about a quarter of an inch or something like that. But I want to make sure I've got it right side up. There are no instructions on here. Even on the back, I can't tell which end is, you know, from looking at it, I can't tell which end is supposed to be up. And I guess that middle, that portion on the back right in the middle is the button, is the function button that you hit, I should think. But I need to know that too. And the battery, I don't know, does it have to be charged? Do I have to charge this thing? And how do you charge it?
Okay, so one of those arm bands supposed to release, and it should be and it should show, it should be a way that you can pull like a USB port, and you will put that into like a charger box. Like if you just have an extra block around the house or anything, or an end piece for a charger cord, you would insert that into the USB port.
Oh boy, I'm not too sure I have one. Okay. Other than that, the battery has probably been dead, right?
Yes, sir. It might be.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking if you had tried to charge it.
No, I hadn't, because I'm not sure that it had it requires a USB port, correct?
Yes, sir.
But how do you tie this into the USB port? You said you've got to have a a connector that goes into the watch, so you've got to have that yourself here, because they don't supply that.
Yes, sir. So do you see the port, the part that's supposed to insert into the USB port?
I'm not sure. Is it? It's at the top of this watch. All I know is that both ends of the band, you know, the watch band, both of them go into the same size-looking port, and you know, so I just guessed which end was up, and that's why I was asking about that little circle that's on the outside on the face. Is that at the bottom of the face of the watch, or is that supposed to be at the top?
You talking about the USB port, sir?
No, I'm talking about the little circle that's on the very face of the watch.
Yes, sir, that's the bottom.
Okay. Let's see here. Sorry about that. So that's the bottom. Okay, then if that's the bottom, then I should have it in correctly, because I got the shorter portion of the band in the top, if that little circle goes to the bottom. And now I've got that end. And is that function button, is that the one that's in the back of the watch?
You say
no, it's a big round button in the back of the watch. Is that that's the function button, isn't it?
Yes, sir, that might be it. I don't have one in front of me. I'm only looking at like pictures of it to help kind of guide you through it.
Yeah, and the pictures aren't very good. And there's do you even have the instruction manual? It's shitty. It doesn't give you any pictures. It doesn't give you any proper instructions on how to do this. So I'm just wondering how.
I mean, the watch is probably not turning on, sir, because that you have to charge it up. And I can't really.
Do you have an instruction manual on the website, on the internet? that I can go to.
I'm not entirely sure, sir.
Okay.
On if it's on the website or not, but to charge it, I just know you would have to quickly release that the wristband, and then you would plug the USB interface.
That'd be in the very top.
I'm sorry.
And that goes into the top of the watch, the top of the face. Is that correct?
Do you see the USB it's like a USB piece that comes out of the watch, in the port where the wristband arm supposed to be?
Yeah. Oh, hold on a second. Let me double check it. I guess I don't know what I'm doing. I can't get either end of the, especially what I consider the bottom one, or maybe it's the top one, to release and come out. So I'm not too sure what I'm doing wrong, but I can't get it to come back out.
Yes, sir, but you do see that port where that needs to come out?
Well, no, I can't because it's plugged up, of course, with the end of the band. On both the top and on the bottom. Once I do that, though, it looked like it had two strips of contact, like copper or something, contact material.
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
It looked like there were two strips of contact material on one end of the watch before the bands were put in. And that's probably where it gets tied in and punched in with the unit for feeding the juice in to charge up the battery.
Is there any type of way? There may be that. Can you try to push it to see if it comes out? If you push it in to see if it releases itself.
Oh, okay, good. Thanks. Hold a second. I got both ends out here. Now the one end, which I thought was the bottom, but maybe it's the top, is the one that has the two contact surfaces for the electrical contact surfaces on the section that goes into the wash band.
Okay.
So it has that. So that's probably the section where you try and squish it in and charge it up on a.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, sir, it's that section that looks like probably it could be like a electrical port. Does it come out at any point? Does it extend out?
Let's see. Hold on a second. You mean on the band itself or on the watch itself?
The watch itself on that inside where the band's supposed to be.
Okay. I've got that. Yeah. On the outside, if you're looking at the watch and saw the numbers and all this, if you look down and the band isn't there, there are two metal contacts running up and down on that little tag that's connected to the bottom that the band attaches to. And those, I should think that's where you tie in the device for charging it.
Yes, sir. Do any of those, like do that device, that the two metal charging port looking things, do those come out at any? Like come out of the face of the watch, like come out from that hole that the band's supposed to be in?
Yeah, it comes out through the bottom. It's on the bottom tab that comes out of the bottom of the watch. That is correct.
Okay, yes, sir. So you will
put... And that's a surface, that's a connection area that you push that bottom section of the watch band into.
Yes, sir. You will put that piece into a piece that you put inside the wall for your charger like if you was charging up your phone.
Okay.
So an extra, like a USB block, like an end piece, the piece that you would put into the box, I mean into the wall, I'm sorry. You would put that piece of the charger inside of a USB box, and then you can plug it into a socket to let it charge up.
Ah. Oh, boy. Okay. All my watches here, my different watches, they all just have little plugs coming out of them that I put into a charger. And I'm not sure how to do that, to tell you the truth. I don't have much in the way of any other device for charging anything else up.
Or do you have, maybe if you have like a laptop or a computer, I know sometimes that if you have like a more updated TV, maybe like a flat screen or something like that, you could also put that USB port inside of any other USB port, and it still should charge it as long as that, you know, the it's on and it has power to the device.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. How often do you have to recharge this then? Pretty often?
It should be charged for 2.5 hours before turning on for the first time. So yes, sir, it would need to be it would need to charge for at least about 2.5 hours to let it before you turn it on.
Okay, I'll give it a shot and see if I can do that. Okay, and then push it back onto the band, right?
But yes, sir. Once you get it cut on, you can put everything back in, push the band back in. Mm-hmm.
And that surface area that you're talking about to be charging, that's at the bottom of the watch, correct? Is that on the? Does that match up with the part of the band that has the holes in it, all the holes in it, or the top portion of the band?
That the charging port, it would be where that that circle on the interface of the watch that we were talking about.
Yes. No, it's on the opposite end of that from where that circle is on my watch.
Okay, well, maybe the picture is maybe the picture's probably a little backwards. But I know it'll be a lot easier. It'll be a lot easier to tell on which the front of the watch once it's cut on.
Okay. All right. And where do you but there isn't any other better instructions and pictures and all the rest on the internet then, huh?
Yes, sir.
There is none, right?
Yes, sir. It's not any.
Oh, jeepers. I've never had a problem with setting up all my computers, running everything that's on them. But this Icon watch, I've had all kinds of crazy problems, and that's what I told Devin. That's why he was giving me a discount to try and get me to hold on to this thing, but I don't know.
Yes, sir.
Unless it's running, I don't really want it, and I can't seem to get it to work. And the instructions are shitty. They're horrendous. As far as I see, it doesn't, there's no proper directions or pictures showing me how it should either go together or how it should be functioned. So I think I'd really rather just send the sucker back because I'm not happy with it at all.
Well, I mean, sir, once you can get it charged up, sir, you will be able to really work the watch, sir, and understand how to go. But I have one quick question for you.
Okay.
So when we were talking about the bands, the band with all of the holes in it, is that
okay?
That's the I think that's the bottom, if I'm not mistaken. That's what you were asking.
Yeah, it is the bottom. But I'm not too sure which end is the bottom. Is the bottom on
the bottom is where the hole
contacts,
is.
Where the what is?
Okay, so when we were talking about that
circle.
Yeah,
that's where all those holes are, right? With all the holes in it. But now, when you're looking at the watch, where is that little scrape circle that's on the front of the watch?
Yes, sir. That circle that's on the front of the watch, that is the bottom.
That is the bottom. So it goes into the portion of the bands with all the holes in it. And okay then. Okay, I guess what I'll try and do then is see if I have some way of connecting this in to charge it up.
Yes, sir.
And then what I'll do is, can I give you a call back?
Yes, sir.
Especially, do you work Mondays too?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's good. Where's your location, by the way?
I'm sorry.
Where do you work at? What city, town? Do you live in California or New York or
I work in
overseas?
Alabama.
Alabama. Okay. Yep. Okay. So you're pretty much my same time zone then. So that works out good. And so that like on Monday, the best time to call you would be about what time?
Anytime, sir.
Oh, really? So starting around even 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, something like that would be good?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great then. Okay. And you're Jalen, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then that's good. I'll give it a shot here and try and get this. But I didn't realize you didn't get proper instructions with this damn thing because it's absolutely horrendous. I've never had a watch in my life. And I've had quite a few of them because I'm 74 years old, and I've had quite a few of them, and I've never realized I've never had this kind of a problem with setting up a watch before, and that's because they're so shitty as far as their instructions. They're actually terrible. So, but anyway, I sure appreciate your help very much, sir, and I'll be getting back to you on Monday. I'll let you know how I made out and if I made out, and if not, then I really appreciate if I could get this damn thing sent back because I fought it a number of times before and I couldn't get it to work, and then that's the reason why I called today, and he canceled it off for him, but I said, hey, I'll give you a 35% discount. So okay, for now I'll try and get it to work again, but I just can't get it to work. So it's no good to me. So thank you, Jalen. I hope you have a good balance of the weekend here, and I look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jalen, and please have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You do the same. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
All right.